With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you serious?
So this is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
And my name is Producer Bill.
Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you are going to kill some with us. What a year we've had, Bill.
What a year we've had.
This episode is out on the 27th of December, so hopefully we would have... we've all got bellies full of turkey by now, right?
And... maybe a little bit merry as well.
A little bit merry. Are you? I mean, let's be honest. We're not recording this on the 27th, so I'm not going to pretend that I'm going to discuss how Christmas was with you. But how do you presume your Christmas is going to be, Bill?
Pretty chilled.
Pretty chilled.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. I don't like going crazy around this time of year.
No. Is it more like just family, friends, food, drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think that's what I'm on as well, man. Family, friends, food, and drink. I've only got a couple of gigs this year as well. I tried to keep it quite light on the ground. So, yeah, man, not too much travelling around. This used to be the time of year where I was plagued with colds and flu all the time.
I've just about got off one.
Really?
Give it a couple more days and I'll be better.
I've touched wood. I've been all right. I've had no colds. None at all this winter. Been very safe. Not been kissing all the birds. Bill?
No, I'm good.
I'm not asking you for a kiss, bruv. So anyway, this is the first part of our two-part best of the year episodes where we pick apart some of the best bits of How to Kill an Hour and let you listen to them with us. Now, it's fair to say there was a theme, a question, a conversation that saturated our content this year.
Saturated makes it sound bad.
No, does it? It's a word, isn't it? Saturated. Why is saturation bad? Is it unsaturated fats and all that sort of stuff? Is that what you're thinking of?
When you have saturated content, it means there's lots of content that's the same. This content's flourished. It's improved the content.
All right, thanks. Well, yes. Then I'll do that again then. Fine. So this year, we've had some flourishing. Flourish, though. Okay, cool. We've had a flourishing... conversation that's developed, and that has themed the name of this poodcast, which is what we're going to call this podcast, right? The poodcast, right?
Yeah.
You've probably heard us speaking about fecal matter, spray, the smutty juice that comes out of our bottom quite a lot this year, and we're going to explain more of the conversations throughout this episode, but I think the best place for us to start is where this actual conversation came from, Billy.
Before we begin, I just want to claim that these good parts came from my brain.
Yeah, that's fine. You can take full responsibility for the shit that we're about to play. This is from episode 270 with Nick Brizite.
I don't know if you saw this story, but apparently there's a number of Brits. They surveyed British men. Mm-hmm. And they asked them, like, how many British guys sit down to take a piss.
Yeah.
And like quite a lot of guys said, yes, I don't know what the figures are, but I'm just going to state right now, I have never sat down to take a piss, only a piss. You know what I mean? Like, I might sit down, have a shit, bit of a piss, but I'm not like, because it's long, it's more work. People go, oh, it's a treat. You know, why stand up when you can sit down? Because you have to take all your fucking like trousers down to your ankles and shit. It's long. So you, by your face, I'm guessing that you're a sit down pisser.
Yeah, but like, Not I wouldn't like, if I'm out and about and I'm at a bar or something, I go to the toilet.
Yeah, of course it's disgusting.
What? By the way, Billy has positioned his seat in the studio to face me in such a great... But yeah, like if I wake up in the morning and I'm knackered, if it's like nighttime and you know you go for the nighttime piss, like you're knackered at night.
I still ain't sat down though. But I mean, Billy's got something. I hope Billy's on my team with this.
Or a shit and a piss at the same time.
Yeah, of course we're standing up, but I've got a question for you.
Go on.
We had this conversation at work a few weeks ago.
Stop trying to embarrass me.
When you take a shit.
Yeah.
Right? Do you stand up or do you sit down to wipe your ass?
Sit down to wipe my ass. I stay sitting.
No way. I stand up.
You stand up to shit. Right, we need to come back to that.
Stand up to wipe my ass.
When you stand up, the way that our anatomy is created, your cheeks are closer together. So you're creating, if you had a messy if it's not a clean operation, you're doing the equivalent of adding pressure to a chocolate spread sandwich. Chocolate spread's going to start oozing all over the place, mate.
Yeah, but that never happens. So you're telling me you lean forward and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what everyone does.
That's what everyone does.
No.
Lean forward.
What do you do? Well, you go and stand up, standing like near the bath. Stand what you're doing.
So you stand up. But do you sit down again to get some more paper or do you stay standing? And because you notice the paper is at like waist height.
You stay standing.
Wow.
All
right, let's all be honest here then, right? After a couple of wipes, do you give the paper a little check to see if you need to wipe again?
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, you do that, yeah?
Everybody has to do that.
You have to do that, yeah? But are you trying to tell me that, say like somebody accidentally walked in on you, Billy, in the bathroom after a couple of wipes, they could potentially see you standing up with your trousers around your ankles, cock and balls swinging out, with you holding a bit of shitty paper, looking at it. Is that potentially what could happen?
The door's always shut, isn't it?
I'm just saying, if somebody walked in, that's what they could see.
I've been safe so far. No one's walked in.
Fucking hell. Got a mate at uni.
This was, this was on Twitter a lot. It was like, who sits down? There's like a lot of people on my side.
There are a lot? No, yes. Really? Really?
Yes, I'll put up this article now.
Can we do a poll on the How to Kill an Hour Instagram and then we come back to this next week? Can we do a poll on this, please, on the How to Kill an Hour Insta, Billy? And we have to come back to this next time me and Nick are in the studio together.
Stand up, ass wipers. They're out there.
We're going to do polls on all of our socials over the next week and find that out, Billy. Billy, don't try and prove a point. We're going to leave it to the people.
There could be somebody listening to this right now. Look around your office. Look where you're listening. There's stand-up ass wipers around you.
Yeah. People there, they look so unassuming.
But they stand up to wipe their ass and they sit down to go for a piss. What's the world coming to?
So you blew Nick Bright's mind.
Blew everyone's mind,
blew
it seems.
Blew everyone's mind with your toilet antics. And it set the trend. The conversation throughout the whole year was, do you stand up or sit down to shit? So here's episode 271 where we asked Funk Butcher the very same question.
Am I a stand-up guy?
Yeah.
A lot of people do describe me as a stand-up guy.
Are you a stand-up guy though? When it comes, are you a stand-up guy after a poop?
No, I mean, okay. Stand-up guy is a phrase.
Okay,
over here,
yeah. I know. I'm just checking. Now. Okay.
It depends. Do you know what it depends? Oh, yeah,
you're in the middle.
It depends, yeah. Because if I've had like a long session of football and the calves, they're not doing what I want them to do, then I might just like sit and just lean to create lean to the side to create a gap.
Yeah, so that's a sitting wipe.
Yeah,
but then on other days when you've not played football, you're a stand-up guy.
Then I levitate.
So you are the other.
Yeah.
And that's the one criticism that I had when we did the polls online is that I said, when you take a shit, do you stand up, sit down or other?
Yeah, but now, you can't stand up. Do you know why you can't stand up? Because you still need to be positioned in like an L shape, to make sure that nothing drops onto the floor.
Oh,
So that's why there's no way. It's feasibly, improbable, impossible to actually stand up. And what?
Well, they are among us, Funk. They are among us.
I don't believe them.
And the craziest thing is that people that stand up to wipe their ass, they don't know that sitters exist, that people sit down to wipe their ass. They don't know they exist. Billy was like so surprised that me and Nick Bright was sit down to wipe our asses.
I think those are the people with the bidets. They're the rich folk.
Oh, the bidet. Yeah. You got the bidet. Yeah. So we
was
put
that,
it,
was
we
that
put,
name of Beyonce's album? Bidet.
Bidet. So we put it out on social media, right? And we put it out on an Instagram poll and a Twitter poll. And I'll check the Twitter poll now. Where'd I put my phone?
Yeah.
But the Instagram poll was very funny because I actually did two polls. I did one poll and I didn't want to egg anyone on, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to see how it went. And the results were 60-40.
Really?
60-40.
60 what?
60% sitters when they're shitters and 40% of people said they stood up. Now,
I think we've got a very lazy lazy group of people that take a shit.
What, the sitters?
Yeah.
So you are a stander then?
Only when I'm not like...
So you're in between.
Exercising,
okay, cool.
And I'm just overexerting myself.
So now, I've put it to Twitter as well, and the results are 37% to 63%.
Yeah.
63% of people sit down, stay sitting when they wipe their ass, and 37% stay standing. So technically, 3 out of 10 are out there. No, 4 out of 10, if I round it up, are out there standing up.
I'm still trying to kind of picture it in my head. I don't know why, but I'm still trying to picture it. Is this a lean to the side?
A lean is when if you're leaning, that's a sit.
That's
you're
a sit.
Still sitting. But okay. I'm talking about actually stand, like, I'm sitting now. I'm actually standing up.
Yeah.
Standing up and wiping my ass.
The way you stood at full height, that's impossible to wipe your ass like that.
But apparently that's the deal.
Because what if you've got short arms?
What, like little T-Rex arms?
Yeah. So you need to kind of crouch.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what you should have put. Do you sit or do you crouch in tiger?
Do you crouch in tiger or do you... Yeah. Well, for me, I don't know. We put it to the nation, apparently 60-40. Yeah. So there you go. So you know that out of every 10 people, 4 of them are standing up when they wipe their ass. If you're on the train, look around you.
Yeah.
Because I know some of you listen to this when you're on your commute. When you're walking down the street, look around you.
Yeah.
4 out of 10 are out there standing up and wiping their ass. That's 2 out of 5. 2 out of 5 people. If you're in a family of 5, it could be your mum and dad, it could be your sister or your brother. Just saying. So yeah, that was Fung Butcher's take on it. But he's a bit of a flip-flopper though, isn't he, Billy?
Yeah, in this episode, he said he sat down and standing up was very weird. But in Romero's episode, he said he stood up.
And we're about to play that, but I just want to say, at this point in the year, when episode 274 dropped, we started to get some more interaction online as well. People started getting involved in this online debate on whether they stand up or sit down to shit. This is episode 274. Alexi Nuisance, who on Facebook, he said he's a sitter, by the way. He sits down when he wipes his ass.
A shitter?
He's a sitter when he's a shitter. When he's a shitter, he's a sitter. He said to ask Billy in the next pod if he wipes up or down after a shit. So I really mean, Billy, is let's call your balls and your willies the front, and like your back is the back, obviously. Do you wipe towards the back or do you wipe, was it balls to back or back to balls?
I don't know the technique.
You're messy. You're just all around.
Wiping it.
He swells. How can he swells?
Messy.
What, like left and right?
Lionel.
You're just wiping it. You don't go, this time I'm going to go just straight up.
I think I go balls to back.
As long as you're going that way.
And then maybe a bit in the other direction.
As long as you're going left to right, though.
Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah. But Billy just said he goes random. Diagonal. Bruv, all sorts of mess. I do not want to be your washing machine, bruv. Your washing machine must see some sights.
What?
Your washing machine must see some sights, bruv. Dirty kegs.
I think the washing machine's clogged up.
Yeah.
Why would the washing machine?
Because the skid marks that would be left in your pants after that wipery.
Chunks. No.
Chunkiness.
Cool. So you can. No, I won't say that.
So, Billy, can you answer the question? Can you answer Alexi's question, though? Is your official answer going to be random?
Yeah, I don't really have one. But I'd like to see how you've stretched this. This is 4 weeks ago
four
now.
4 weeks. That's him and his toilet humour.
On my wife and kids, they say front to back, front to back.
There you go, front to back.
It's always front to back.
That's what you should do. Front. And Ramel London says front to back.
What are you going to say, Marcus? What are you? Clockwise.
Yeah.
You just got around the cheeks. Spread it like Nutella.
You know what I mean? Okay. Right, anyway, sorry. Ramel, back to you. When you take a shit, do you stand up or sit down to wipe your bottom?
I'm not going to lie. I was looking at the timeline and I sat and thought about this the other day. Like, I actually sat and thought, bro, have I been doing this wrong? And funnily enough, I was sitting on the toilet when I was looking at the tweets.
Great time to read.
Mad. Perfect time. It was all mad.
Perfect time.
And I actually thought, what am I about to do now? What's my natural instinct to do now?
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie. I stood up.
You're a stand up.
Oh, there you go.
Billy's yeah. Billy's like, we have something in common.
Now, do you know what it is? And I thought about it, and I thought, why do I stand up?
Muscle memory.
I remember as a kid. Obviously, when you're learning to use the toilet and stuff,
yeah, right.
Your natural thing is that you hop off.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
true.
I feel like you hop off the toilet,
yeah.
And then it's all a process that like you're remembering. Okay, get the tissue, do this, yeah. Do that. So I feel like that's what's still in me now. Like yeah. I stand up because I'm like, well, I've got to stand up.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab the tissue and then I'm going to do it. So it's like, it became a routine. And
we need to get scientists because it's obviously learned behaviour.
Yeah, well, I think it is learned behaviour.
Well, we did do the poll and the thing is, it was 60-40. So it wasn't like you're not part of a very small majority of people. Yeah. In fact, in a room full of four people.
50%.
Right, all right, it is, right? In a room. Wait,
well, yeah, right
fuck,
now.
Fuck,
yeah.
Do you
right
stand now. You stand up to...
Yeah. You stand up
to wipe after shit.
Yeah.
I'm the minority.
What the fuck?
The thing is, yeah, because JME tweeted this a couple, I think it was about a year ago as well. And like, he went in on everyone that stood up. I felt ashamed. I didn't even try and entertain the timeline. I thought, you know what, I'm not even gonna answer this. And he was like, you lot are nasty. How can you spreading it all through your cheeks?
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, I don't know what kind of tsunami explosion is coming out of your butt.
He's vegan, so he's on a different diet. Yeah, you know, you never know.
He's probably mad messy.
I reckon very regular.
Pure avocado.
Fibrous. And Oreos. Oreos are vegan. Hey, listen, Oreos are vegan.
Is it?
Are they?
But all I was thinking is, right, it's not that deep. Like, I don't feel like I'm filthy afterwards because I clean. Like, I wipe to the point of, obviously, okay. Now, this is a dirty question.
Yeah.
Do you check the tissue?
Always have to check. I always have to check. I don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, that's really it.
I don't want to make a mistake and be in a rush and walk around and like...
Listen.
Think like an hour later, like, oh man, I need to wipe again. No, the first wipe, I'm not looking at that because I know what you've done. But I need to know whether it's like by the third wipe or the fourth wipe, whether we polished off or not.
But what are you checking for? Are you trying to give yourself a score?
Yeah.
Do you look back in the toilet bowls and that's a 9 out of 10?
I don't look down into the toilet.
It's quite big.
Until afterwards. That's the next step.
It's quite big. This one's got ridges.
Right, anyway,
give myself a 9 out of 10.
You know what?
This got mad.
We need to bin this. We've binned it now, so sorry. Ramel.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself. That's a long flush.
Isn't it?
That's a good flush. Oh, wow. Somebody must have held the flush down there.
That's not the new style of toilets either.
Yeah.
Because you know the new ones.
With the button.
Yeah, the button. Yeah. That's not the button. That's the old school chain.
The chain.
That true fact, actually... made by a guy called Thomas Crapper, and that's why we call it the Crapper.
Really?
Real fact.
Okay.
There you go. How to clean our? We teach you shit.
Do you know how many times I've busted that chain though?
Oh man.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much strength.
Yeah.
We all busted the chain somewhere.
Yeah.
School, everything.
Do you know what? All right, real talk. I'm going to shout out one of my boys. I'm going to call him. I'm not even going to mention his name or
name
or
him.
Name. No, I can't.
Name
was
him.
He was in Iron Upper, and you know, he was a young teenager, had a great time. Met a nice lady in a rave, went back to her place, had a bit of fun. Obviously, he's drank a lot, ate a lot of bad food. He's done his job well, so she's having a sleep. He went to the bathroom, took a massive shit, yeah, and broke her toilet.
Oh,
and he said, bruv, he was there. Like, can you imagine that? You're in the bathroom, you've just taken a shit. It's like 6 in the morning probably, and you're thinking,
hashtag,
how do I fix this?
Hashtag men are trash. How he repays her?
He had three options. One, he tried to fix it and continued that. Two,
how?
He wakes her up and tells her that he broke the toilet and apologizes. Three, he gets the fuck out of there.
Yep. Of course
Guess
he done
what
number
one
three.
He did.
Of course he done number three.
He ran.
Fast.
he dedicated 45 minutes to fixing that toilet.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And he said he managed to find a receptacle, like a bowl, and he filled it with water and went for the manual pour flush.
He needs to go on The Apprentice because I like that work ethic.
I like his dedication. But
Sir Sugar will like that.
But he was like, afterwards, bruv, I opened every window, but she must have known because the place stank of shit, bro.
I'm impressed that he didn't run now. I'm really impressed.
Yeah, I mean,
she knew because she woke up with a cold. She was chilly. She's just like, I didn't leave the windows open.
Why are all of the windows open? Why is there no toilet paper? Shout out to my I was about to say his name, you know. I was about to say well done to whoever it was that did that. What a guy. Shatter girl's toilet to pieces and then fixed it. Would you do the same, Bill, or would you have scarpered?
You're stuck in a dilemma there, aren't you? It's like, what do you do? I think it's one of those split decisions you can't make until you're actually in the situation.
The longer you're there, the more awkward it gets as well. If you're in the toilet for 45 minutes and she just hears loads of flushing and splashing, that's dodgy, isn't it?
But then you could just say, oh, I'm just feeling a bit ill.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, so that was Ramel's take on the situation with a funky bit of shitty story. Now, this whole poodcast situation got real funky when Wide Awake joined us in episode 278.
Jordan's seen what I do.
I've seen him. I didn't want to see CJ, but it happened.
Listen, Jordan is a very inquisitive young man.
I'll tell you what it was, right? So we're in Amsterdam, right?
All right, good start to the story.
We're in Amsterdam. We're having a night out.
We're having a whale of a time.
So the first night, it went a bit downhill for CJ. He collapsed after being in a place.
Smoking some of the finest hash.
And he knocked himself out, right? So
What? You fell and hit your head? Or you just were...
He fell off the smallest curb.
Here is the situation, right? In Amsterdam, there are two things that you'll notice, right? Is that the curbs on the street are very tiny, that maybe half an inch off the actual road, and they have the tiniest steps I've ever seen on the planet. Have you ever walked down the steps in Amsterdam or walked up?
I believe I have.
They're very tiny, very narrow. Anyway,
so yeah,
after a long day of smoking, which I'm not a smoker, so that affected me anyway.
Yeah,
tripped over the half inch curb on the road, and
the only way I can describe it is if you imagine you know the scene in Family Guy with the two old men fighting, right?
Right.
And he falls off the step at the end, right? That's how it looked.
Pervert right? Herbert versus
Pervert
the Nazi.
Pervert Herbert versus the Nazi guy, and he falls off the step. Anyway, he fell off the step. He's hit his head so hard that he knocked himself out. Anyway, everyone's panicking, but oh no, he's going to die, whatever. He comes to, he's in a Disney movie. Anyway, that was the first night.
How long was he out for?
I don't know. I mean, every now and again.
Was it half a spliff?
I mean, Jordan was quite high at this moment.
Everyone panicked. It was not a good state.
But
I
tell you what, though, coming to, it was like the best feeling in the world. I just felt like my whole body reset.
He looked like he came up to the sound of a whole new world playing.
Did you get unhigh? Did you come around sober?
I definitely sobered up, but I just felt great. It was like the best feeling I've ever had in my life.
Not that we advise people to knock themselves out and then wake up from it. Anyway, that was the first night. And then second night, so a second night, I was with my mate Ben, and we're in a club. Suddenly, CJ's missing. We're like, oh, no. He's like, he's gone off again. Like, oh, this is it. He's going to kill himself, right? So we thought, right, we're searching around the club. We went to one toilet. CJ's not in there, right? Went to another toilets, right? CJ,
Here, let me explain this, right? I went to the toilet. So I'm in the toilet, and I'm not an advocate for doing a shit in the club. It's like the worst place that you could ever think
you
of
just
doing
had
it.
To go.
But when nature calls, your body's got to do what it's got to do.
When you got to go, you got to go, sir.
So I'm in the toilet. So back to your original question, do you sit down or do you stand up? I personally stand up, right? I do a back wipe, and I do a front wipe while standing up.
This is weird, isn't it? How do we negotiate the front wipe?
I mean, I can demonstrate for you right
now.
Yeah,
like, All right, I'll explain what I see. I don't know if I, so.
All right,
CJ,
so if you
standing
are,
up,
so if you are,
he's stood.
Toilet.
So he's facing the microphone.
You stand. You so you stand up from the toilet.
Stood up from the toilet.
Away, you have a little crouch. You wipe from the back.
Wipe from the back,
and then you wipe from the front.
So do you wipe back to front or front to back?
A bit of both.
A bit of both.
I'm thorough so with the wipe.
A little scratch.
avoiding all ball contact. Anyway, so I could hear Jordan and Ben outside the toilet. CJ, where are you? We can't find you. What I said, or what I thought I said, was, I'm in the toilet. Give me a minute.
What
they
I
never heard that.
Was... right, like that, right? So we're thinking, fuck, he's passed out again, but this time he's in the fucking toilet, right? So Ben's like, well, I'm gonna have to break him out. Like, we have to fucking break him out. Anyway, luckily, the toilet doors, well, not luckily really, but the toilet doors were the ones that you could twist with a, like a coin. Ben got out a coin, twisted it open, right? It's Euro, yeah. Twisted it open. I was like, Jordan, go open it. We're like, oh, I don't want to. He could be like lying there and like, oh no. Anyway, open the fucking door. CJ is not facing me, right? But his ass is facing me, right? Mid wipe, swiping up, right? Obviously on the wipe up, and turns with his, so he's got his trousers down by his fucking ankles, swiping up, and turns to me and says,
in my head I'm saying, what are you doing?
And I'm like, ah, I can't unsee this. This is horrible. Yeah, and that was how I found out how CJ wiped.
Yeah. Oh shit, CJ.
Yeah.
So shit, CJ.
So Jordan can attest to how thorough I am with the wipe.
Very thorough.
Did you stick around for very long? No, or did that door closed?
No, the door came quickly closed.
Okay.
Oh man. But we can both you know, Ben will vouch for this as well. You can't unsee that. That is an image that will never leave your head.
Bonding, innit? It's bonded, you know, like you're close in a way that you wouldn't have been before.
Yeah.
So Jordan, how do you?
I also stand, but what I don't do is face the fucking door with my ass. I face away, because then you've got the shield and you're ready to fight. It's more.
But how many times has someone opened the door whilst you've been wiping?
Some of them toilets, mate. Oh, dodgy. But that's what I've learned from experience from me opening your door. Always to be wary of someone opening
your door. You can always open my door.
Yeah. So
do you do the balls wipe front thing? Because this is a new thing CJ's brought to the table.
I've just found that out today.
Listen, take this gem away from you. Take this gem away with you today, right? Next time, wipe backwards and then wipe frontwards and see what else comes out.
I'm going to try. Fuck it. I'm going to try. I'm a sitter. I mean, did you know that sitters existed, by the way? Was that weird?
I've heard of that, but I don't understand it.
I'll tell you what I do have, right, which is more toilet stuff that I recently got, is a squatty potty. Have you heard of those?
You have a squatty potty.
I've heard of that, yeah.
A squatty potty.
I do know what that is, but please explain that to the listener. That's great. That's the
A squatty potty, if you're looking from the outside, you'll come into the toilet and you'll think it's a step for a child.
Yep.
It's not. It is a little plastic step that an adult would sit on the toilet, and you put your legs up onto it, and it heightens the level of your knee so that you are basically squatting. So it looks like you're squatting on a toilet.
Essentially brings you back into the frame you were supposed to.
And that's how we're meant to shit.
That's how we're meant to poo. Yeah. So, but what, after many days trialing, what I found with it is two things. The hard shits became no more. Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Very fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you can't stay on that toilet for very long. It feels like your insides are going to come out.
Really?
It's angled at such a position that there's a lot of gravity pushing down. And plus, the angle that you sit on, it parts them bum cheeks, I'll tell you that.
So you're not only... you don't just... no longer have to push. Mm. You actually have to stop your insides from falling out.
I would say there's what the one flaw that I found with it is the way that you're sitting, because you've got quite an open front part, the smell comes and slaps you in the face.
Or it depends on what you've been eating.
So usually you would kind of like, you'd shield that off, right? With your legs, right?
Mm.
But now your legs are parted and they're high, so you've got a big gap for air. So as soon as you shit, that smell just comes up and just slaps you around the face.
Slapped in the face with the smell of shit. Never happened to me, Bill. Ever happened to you?
Not particularly, no.
Have you got a squatty potty?
No, but they do sound very interesting. If they're listening, they should just send us one.
Yeah, I should have got you secret. What? We should review one for How to Kill an Hour, a squatty potty.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I suppose it is gadgety. It's a gadget to help you shit.
In this episode as well, we found out there was another starter in the world. Another stander in the world.
Oh, yeah, we did. With CJ's very special standing situation. But in the next episode, the clip we're about to play, 287, we have Otis in the building, and he was speaking about a world record right before we got into this. And by this time, guests were kind of expecting the question, it's fair to say.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There is only one way. You must remain seated, fam.
I'm with you, bro. Thank you very much.
You must remain seated. And I know from listening and the tweeting and that there are people who... You've been sitting down, so why are you standing up? Everything sort of closes and becomes less accessible if you stand up.
And if everything closes, there's mess that is going to be spread. Why? Unnecessarily.
Why are you standing up?
Did you know that standards existed?
Nope.
Standards existed before we had this conversation.
I had absolutely no idea.
They are among us. I mean, it's me and you in the room right now. So we're 100% sitting, right? If Billy's in the room,
oh my God.
One third of the room is a stander. I've had situations in here when I have been the minority.
No.
Do you understand? Like, I can't comprehend. Why would you stand?
You must choose to no longer work with this boy.
He does have to wear gloves in the studio at all times.
And extra pants.
Yes.
Pampers. It boggles the mind, bro. It beggars belief. I'm flabbergasted. I can't.
I want to do a national survey.
Don't.
There needs to be.
No, because you might not like the answer.
I need to know. This could cause riots on the streets.
I worry that the stats would be closer, like a Brexit thing, like a 51-49. And I can't even say hand on heart with any confidence now that we would be in the majority.
I don't know. I thought I was.
There are sneaky people out there, man, not declaring
the standing.
They're standing.
I don't want to move on yet. I don't want to move.
I think we should, man.
I think there is some... There must be a research company out there that has worked for the likes of Andrex.
Or Charmin.
Or even Bounty, for those who really, really need a lot to clean up. There must be somebody who has real market research. If not, I am so tempted to go out there and do it.
Don't do it, man.
I don't know how I'd... If I found out that there was a really small margin, we're talking like 49, 51... I don't know if I'd shake hands anymore.
I think I would stop. What? No, I mean, we must assume that they still wash up afterwards. God, but they've got to still
more to wash up. But there's more to wash up. Anyway. Okay, go on.
So, standers definitely don't use the B-Day then.
The
world should be sitting down because B-Days exist.
And know when you're in China or in Japan,
yeah,
and
or the Middle East,
the Middle East, yes, and they have those. They don't have a standing section for you to go and lay on or lean on a bidet.
That thing there isn't to wash your feet, you know, or to soak your flip flops.
I just realised, Bill, I sound like a dolphin, bruv. A dolphin or a seal. Also hear the
cheers. That sounds like a play that again. Sounds like a door or something closing.
It's my seat.
No, that. Your laugh.
Sounds like a door.
Like a squeaky door.
Sounds more like a seal. Anyway, sorry, yeah, this is the Poodcast. That was Otis's take on the situation.
He really didn't want to answer that question.
No, he didn't. But the bidet, have you ever used a bidet?
No. Okay. But it does sound rather interesting.
Brother, a nice wash bottom. Got a clip actually that we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But this is what happened when Ori Styler came on and he answered the very same question. Episode 291.
Stand up.
Why?
Stand up. Hold on, but stand, I don't, well, put my hand in the bowl and wipe.
No. So
I'm not supposed to put my hand in. You see the size of my hands. Put my hand in, reach underneath and pass the ball and then, wipe. So oh, like that. Oh, kind of leave and wipe.
Yeah.
So there's two types of people.
There's a standing community and there's a sitting community.
Okay, so I'm kind of, there's a bit of both in this one. This is where I'm going to sound so wrong. I stand up, wipe, then I crouch, and wipe again so I can reach in a bit more if I need to wipe any further. You ain't heard that before, have you?
So you can reach
in a bit more to wipe further. Well, bruv, I'll be honest, I'm quite wide, innit? I'm quite muscular. So for me, it's about being able to make sure I'm not just wiping like layer one of the cheek. I need to get right in and wipe properly and dash away the tissue. So sometimes I need to crouch down in a slight squatting position and then reach up and wipe.
So if you had
If
you had to pick one crew to stand with, what crew would you stand with?
I'd be standing with the standard.
Who's sitting
on a bowl and trying to and give myself a dead hand or something? Nah, bro.
So what do you think about sitters like me? I'm a sitter.
How do you sit down and nah, bro? Because you have to find a way in that position. You can't spread the cheek to reach in proper. You got an itchy bum, bro. When you're walking in Westfield, yeah, doing your shopping, you got an itchy ass. I know that.
No, I'm fine.
Don't shake my hand, bro.
I lean right over. Yeah, right in there.
That's you,
bro.
I got big legs. I need to stand up because if I accidentally lean back onto and break my hand, nah, bro. You're dirty, man. You got itchy bum.
So when you stand up, is there not like does the poop? If there's a little bit of poopy in the wrong place, is there not like a smearage, a squissage from the stuff that you want
to
clean up?
I squat down afterwards to make sure that's not there. this is what the second bit is for. I don't just wipe once and dash away, bruv. The way that I shit, I need to wipe thoroughly. I go through toilet roll. It takes maybe, 2.5 doo-doos for a whole toilet roll to go for me. I'm thorough.
That's a lot of toilet paper.
Bruh, I can afford it. As long as my ass ain't itchy. That's how I feel about it.
That life of luxury.
Oh, no. It's you know them one ply, the one ply sheets that you have to fold over? Andrex. That's it. I went Durex in my head. I went, no, that's wrong. It's something X. I went Dulux. This ain't no Andrex, bruv.
Maybe there are people out there wiping their ass with Durex, but that's a whole different kind of show.
I can't wait till you get someone to interview someone. And what do? You ask them what they do, and they stand up, they put one foot on the wall, and they reach in between. I can't wait till you get someone that says that. Whoever that is, I'd shake his hand because after you wash his hand. Because that is dedication. When you sit there and go, okay, and then reach between, that's dedication, bro. Trust me.
Dedication. You keeping count, Bill?
By the sounds of it, I think it's three standers to two sitters. I think it's me, Ori, and CJ.
So look, the numbers are closer than you think. It's surprisingly close. Surprisingly close. Right, let's see what happened when we asked Pip the same question. The podfather, Scroobius Pip. This is from episode 300.
Yo, this is going to blow your mind, but I do a drunk cast every now and then, the podcast. Yes. And we had one recently which we couldn't release because it got too offensive. Genuinely, the high point of that podcast was this discussion, was that exact question, because all four of us had slightly different situations. So, but again, you know, we've talked about a lot of stuff. If that's, you know, the drunk cast is like 4 or 5 hours. If this question is the absolute peak of class in it, you can see why we didn't end up releasing that. You know, it's not going to be. It was the best question, and I'm a stay seated. I go up on one leg. I'm doing it visually.
You cock it out. If you're watching the video, yeah. So you're cocking out.
I'm right. A lift and wipe.
And lift and wipe.
And that's it. Again, bizarrely, we were talking about this at my club night at the weekend, because it came
during
up
during the club night. That's great.
Because it came up because of the drunk cast.
Yeah,
I release, and one of my mates, he's a cocket, and then a stand up for the last wipe. And again, my mate Stu is a stand up for the lot. Chris, is a stand up for the lot. And yeah, I'm a cock.
So it's a sit, really. If we're gonna be really firm,
it's a sit. Yeah. It's 100% a sit. Yeah.
All right. So we need to do the maths. I think
it does. It blows it because that was it. It blows people's minds. I even went. The reason it came up, and I'm not meaning to take this up to the next level, and you have to ask everyone.
But
I also brought up you're in the toilets and you're going for a wee. What's your process? Because I'm not an out the zip. Again, one of the guys wasn't out the zip. I'm a pull down, like not pull down like a kid around my ankles.
I've got a mate that does that.
Yeah, standard.
He's been on this show a few episodes ago.
I bet he plays rugby, right? It's generally rugby or sports boys that tend to go down for the some kind of. But yeah, I'm a down, and then I'm getting graphic now. But yeah, I'm a take everything out.
Yeah, that's right. Scroobius Pip whips it all out. He gets the whole junk out when he's out in the toilet. Standard business. This is what happened when Eugene Collins joined us on the show for episode 295.
I can't trust anybody that stands up when wiping. I don't know anybody or why anybody would stand up wiping, bro. You've got to remain seated at all times. You can't stand up and wipe. Why would anyone stand up and wipe?
I've got to break it down to you, bro.
You stand up and wipe, don't you?
No, I'm a sitter.
Oh, okay.
A sitter when I'm a shitter.
Okay.
Did you know that standards existed until we started having these conversations?
I thought they were like unicorns. I didn't think they were real.
I didn't even realise this was a thing.
But apparently it's a big thing as well. Like I said, it's split almost like 50-50.
It's like a religion. People do not know of life existing any other way.
They're the kind of people that pour the milk before the cereal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that so?
Surely.
I mean, I just want to say, you're in a room with somebody who...
they're like Tottenham supporters.
Who may...
I'm joking.
You're in a room with somebody who may or may not be a stander. I mean, you didn't shake hands with him on the way in.
I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of glad.
This was a throwaway comment. This was months ago with me, Nick, and Marcus running a podcast with this throwaway comment, and this is Marcus has taken this and ran with it.
Wow.
Done about 2 marathons now.
Bruv, you know what they say, though? Money talks, but bullshit runs marathons. So you're a sitter every single time.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I mean, we've had a couple of people that are hybrid, like they do a stand sit squat. We've heard a squat.
Maybe if you're in a public toilet and you're actually squatting originally because you don't really want to sit on the side and all that other good stuff. But I'm a sitter, bro. Yeah.
What about when you're going for a pee? You're not the kind of guy that lets your trousers drop around your ankles, are they?
Don't tell me you do that.
No. I don't do that. No, okay.
You imagine walking into the man's toilets and you got a guy with his kegs around his ankles just pissing away.
You right, mate? Yeah, how's it going? Yeah.
Who does that?
I think I did it when I was a kid. I swear I did it when I was a kid. I used to pull my trousers all the way down to my ankles and piss.
At the urinal?
Nah, a toilet. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, who would do that? Not a urinal. Anyway, episode 293, we were joined by the hilarious Dane Baptiste. This is his take on the Poodcast matter.
It's an interesting one. Do you know what? Yeah. Based on my most recent experiences, I'm going to say I sit down.
Okay.
And I say that because I feel like, not to sit down, but you have to kind of squat. And yeah. I don't want to do too graphic in your podcast.
No,
I'm afraid,
go for it, bro.
But I'm just saying that because I just feel like you squat because of the purpose is that your butt cheeks are supposed to spread so you can go to defecate properly, right?
Yeah.
So then I want it to still be open so I clean my butt properly. But then I say that, but at the same time, like, I just came back from the Emirates and I'm just like these toilets need to have the rinses, man.
Yes.
Bidets are so important, man. I'm saying this, and I say this with the utmost respect, yeah. Day. One thing about the one. Bitching. on a ragged tip. So I'm saying your bottom should be on a ragged tip. It's clean and fresh.
They should play that in the bathroom. They should play that. If you try to get out without pressing bidet button, that
they
should play.
They should very loudly.
Shame you up in it.
People outside the bathroom are like, on a ragged tip's playing. Someone has no hygiene. They should do that. They should definitely do that. I think it's one of the great things about that region of the world is that there's a very big emphasis on sanitation.
100%.
Yeah. And I think that should be everywhere. And I'd say I kind of sit down. But there might be instances where you'd stand up. I don't know why. Like I said, because if you stand up before you've cleaned, then I don't know, any additional debris might. Yeah. That's tumbled and get caught. What a terrible day. your day is ruined. I don't know. Usually when you stand up, anytime when I see people standing up after they've used the toilet to do a number two, it's like, that's like a kid who's like got a bit of potty and you got to clean it. I guess some people don't grow out of that, you know? I think that's what it is. It's like, you know, when you go to secondary, you go to primary school and there's the kid who still puts his pants around his ankle to go to the toilet at the urinal. And you're like, your parents, they
make you aware.
It looks like a full start in athletics.
Yeah, you just exactly. It's the same as like, I just find it, it's like strange when people go to the toilet and they put their pants all around their ankles when they used to go to the toilet when we was all kids. And I'd be like, your parents have failed you, man. You should learn to, like, you need to learn how to, like, make good uses of zips and, like, the slots stuff like that. Because you can't do that. If you do that now by a tree, you could be on a register for that. So your parents should teach doing that as well, man. Like, personal responsibility.
Did you know there were standards out there till I asked you that question? Because some standards don't know their sitters and sitters don't know their standards.
I didn't know standards. But if you stand till, I mean, I guess if you're white, but then if you're going, I guess you're ripe in front to back, I guess standing's going to be okay. But I don't know, man. Standing seems strange.
Have you ever been in the room knowing there's a stander in the room?
No.
I'll make you aware. Our producer Billy is.
He's got a stats.
He's a stander. He wants to try and explain himself, but he tries this.
I'm not the only stander.
I'm not
alone. We're a community.
Running by standers.
Remember back to the episode with Ramel. Funk admitted to standing up as well.
For Funk's a stander.
Did I?
So we're at 50-50.
All right, my only question
Ramel, for Ramel runs a stander.
Ramel, okay, yeah. I get that. Okay. But then how do you stand if, like, you've got your trousers down?
Without falling over in like a comedic sort of.
No,
like,
I don't stand. I crouch. I crouch in tiger.
I'll crouch.
Okay,
I get.
So he's a crouch.
I crouch. I get.
And Ori Starler says he's a stand, crouch, standing crouch to finish off. There's some combos out there.
There's a real combos.
He's
out
kind
there,
of man. He's straddling the line quite literally.
I want to caveat by saying I'm more of a try and do it before I leave my house.
Oh yeah,
so, no, so then it's none, no. Then it's nobody's business. But yeah, I mean I can do either. I think it's about being pragmatic in that particular respect.
Yeah,
stand there, croucher, lunger, whatever it takes, man. Like festivals, you might need to know how to lunge.
Yeah,
I think I think festivals are probably a good point to stand.
Yeah.
I think actually having the strength, because even though I may not necessarily default to stand, if the occasion calls, it's important to be able to stand.
Yeah,
like you do Glastonbury and stuff like that. You want to be able to stand.
I think I'm gonna go for the just trying not to eat for 4 days.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, I went to a festival last year. I didn't eat for 72 hours. I didn't use the toilet for 72 hours.
Bad when you're there, but when you finally got onto the toilet, must have been a wonderful experience.
It was like reaching the top of Everest. I've earned this. And you know, people are like, that's not healthy. I don't care. Like, even if 20 years down the line, the doctor's like, oh, no, like, you maybe should have. I'd be like, nope, worth it. Because yeah, I'm paying for you now, doc. But if I hadn't held on for 72 hours, I'd be having this conversation with a therapist. So,
so yeah, that was Dane Baptiste's take on the matter. We were also joined, should I say, a few weeks later by Kay Kurd, a mate of his. They've actually toured together as well, haven't they, Bill?
Yep.
Yeah, and this is what he had to say about the matter.
Well, stay seated. I come from a Muslim family.
Uh-huh, okay.
So Muslims actually use water.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've ever noticed that, like, any of your Muslim friends, they'll probably take a bottle of water with them into the toilet cubicle or whatever. Probably won't notice it, but you will now that I've mentioned it.
So if he goes without the bottle, I'll be like, going for a piss. If he goes without the bottle, going for a shit, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So like, in a lot of, like, that's why, like, if you go to a lot of Middle Eastern countries, they've got a little hose with a tap onto it. So that's what you use to clean your bottom. And by the way, when you just use that to clean it, then you can just clean the sides as well.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be sitting down in it, yeah.
So when you're out and about, do you go for the water thing? So you go with a bottle of water?
Yeah, sometimes if I've got diarrhea or something, then not in it. Like, because, like, man can't. But there'll be times, innit? There'll be times where I'll just buy a bottle of water and then I'll drink the water or whatever, and I'll keep the bottle with me in my bag just for, like, if I... But that's how you know you've got older. I've got a bit about that as well, though. You start using public toilets when you're older, innit?
Because when
I was young, are you mad? Bust a shit outside of my house. Yeah. Never. No? Fuck it, man. If you need to go, you need to go, bro.
You sparkling water?
Hey,
yeah, that's quite good.
The bubbles.
He's got some Pellegrino.
I've never experienced bubbles on my bum before.
That's how you know you made it.
I don't think that's something I really want to do, you know.
Like, champagne.
That gives a whole different meaning to the word bubble butt. Like, bubble butt. Bubble, bubble, bubble butt.
So is your answer to that? So do you stay seated during that process?
I'd stay seated, innit? I'd wash it, and then by that time the water's ricocheted down to the side of the floor and it's cleaned it, innit?
So you not only cleaned yourself.
And you've cleaned the bottle. Well, that's what I'm saying. Environmentally friendly, my G's. And plus, toilet paper is disgusting. If you actually deep, like...
It's recycled, 100%. Isn't it? Yeah. 100%.
Not even that, 100%, though, man.
100%. I get what you're going with this.
Not even that, right? This is why I think, like, the Islamic way of cleaning your bum, like, this is why it's used in a lot of countries apart from Europe.
Mm.
Europe and America are some disgusting fuckers, right? Yeah. Because, like, say something, like, you get, like, a little bit of crap on your hand, right?
Yeah.
Like, it might even just be chocolate, right? Whatever, right? Whatever. Say it's like chocolate or whatever. Yeah. Yeah? It's melted in your hand. You got chocolate. If you just wipe your hand with a tissue, it don't feel clean, does it?
Of course not.
100%. So why does your bum feel clean when shit's coming out?
At what point? Because when you're a kid, yeah, they use baby wipes, everything.
Exactly.
At what point did someone say, yeah, you're old enough to have a shitty ass? Like,
they said they can't flush them. That's what the argument was. They can't flush baby wipes.
Mm.
So that's why we don't use them.
Yeah, but I don't care. Use water or something.
I'll be up for a little tap by the toilet.
Yeah,
that'd be on a summer's day when I've got to take a shit outside my house. Yeah. I just don't enjoy the day as much as I would have if I was.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though. And you've just wiped your ass with, like, toilet paper. That's nasty, bro. In big summer, you're in wireless walking around with a shitty ass.
Yeah, man.
I don't think anyone wants to walk around Wireless Festival with a shitty arsehole or any other kind of festival with a shitty arsehole. So Dane abstains from shitting at all whatsoever when he's at festivals, and he has, and this got me thinking, do I even want to eat when I go to a festival? Would you ever just, like, fast when you go to a festival, Bill? Just drink? So you don't have to take a shit. Have you ever experienced those port-a-loos before?
No. Because they don't... So many people use them, and, well, not everyone's as clean as everyone else.
And it's just shit. That's what it is. What happens when you have shit? A big steaming hot pile of shit in the hot summer.
And if that doesn't flush, that's it. Yeah. Then you're out the door, bang. No one will see you, no one will notice you. Exactly. And then that's it.
And they're not normal shits. They're cider shits, they're beer shits, they're brandy shits, I'm eating kebab from here and dodgy barbecue food because I'm at a festival shits. They're the worst kind of shits.
Carpet burgers, no.
Right, anyway, so we were also joined by Matt Richardson on the show, episode 308. This actually just happened a few episodes ago, but it was so funny. We couldn't have this podcast without including Matt Richardson's input, could we?
I think it potentially, in my opinion, was the best answer we've had to this question.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but we'll let you, listener, we'll let you make the decision. Here we go, episode 308.
I absolutely stay seated. What? Who's? I mean, this is like opened my world up. Like, you were right. You're like, I was going, what's he going to say? I'm going to know what he's talking about, the other person. No, I sit down.
Bruv, there's a
actual group of people. In fact, we've done it.
Is anyone in this room
I'm a sitter.
Are you a sitter?
What was that? I was
you're a
what do you mean?
You're
stand-up.
Yeah, I was a sitter.
You're a sitter.
Yeah. No. Funk flip flops.
You know what?
Billy's getting upset.
Hang on. Funk, you gotta stand with me, man.
Are you a stander?
Yeah, Funk stands as well. Every time he changes his mind.
Okay.
So we've had a 60%, it's gone 55, 60, but you're on the sitting side.
I'm a sitter.
How do you feel about there being standers out there?
I'm a looker as well, so yeah, I'll wipe and check.
You did it from the front.
Yeah, I wipe from the... Whoa,
no, what?
I put my hand between my legs. Why would you go back and lean? Like,
because I don't want to get any shit on my balls.
I'm not getting... I hold my balls up. Oh my God. Am I doing this wrong?
My mind's blown, bruv.
I mean, we found subsections within this. I didn't think on a Tuesday I would realize that my life was a lie.
So I lift up
my junk and then wipe from underneath and then check it to make sure all the poo's off the paper.
That's how you wipe babies, technically, isn't it?
I don't know what to say.
So am I doing it weird?
Do you think it's weird for me to go wipe from...
You know what? From the front is laziness because I don't want to lift up an ass cheek.
Wow.
Yeah,
this is the gift that doesn't stop giving, this conversation,
you know,
this question.
What
Matt's got a point, though, because one time I've tilted to the side and I've actually fallen off because...
Well, yeah, because you stood up, mate. You're on one leg. Absolute balance. That's also what I was going, why do people wipe from the front? That's a really long reach back to your ass, obviously, because you wipe from the back.
It's close on us.
That makes total sense to stand. Well, I mean, who knew that there were so many ways? Because it is one of those, it's so intimate that you don't know you're doing it wrong.
You just don't talk. Has anyone ever asked you, how do you wipe your ass? No one's ever gone, hey, how you doing, mate? How do you wipe your ass?
Never.
It's just not in that normal line of conversation.
And you know what? It's kind of like a nice quirk, isn't it? Everyone's got their own little things.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a punchline. Stand-ups do sit down.
You know, that's going to be the new poster I'm going to have for my tour. Holding my balls in a piece, looking into the camera like, you know, that look that every comedian does on their poster, going, what am I like? That kind of look at me at odds with the world. That face, every comedian's got it. Like that kind of...
Or you could be looking at
the tissue.
It's
not really good for an audio, you know, that... Like that McIntyre kind of... He always does that, you know, like, you know, how do you wipe your ass? Are you wiping below? Are you going... Do you stand up? I know people that stand up. Do you stand up when you wipe?
I would love to see the poster,
you know,
balls in one hand.
When you're standing and you wipe your bum, it's great, isn't it? It's the most one I've ever had on a podcast, talking about shitting.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. He said it. Best podcast ever.
Seal of approval from Matt Ridson, because we talked about shit.
That's it.
Not like any old shit. This is like taking a shit.
So in 2019...
Do we leave it in 2018?
I feel like I don't want to overcook it, but I feel like we've only just touched the edges of the toilet that there is of content. The bowl. We've only just touched the edges of the bowl here.
At the moment, we've got a turtle head. We need to wait until it's...
Touching cloth.
No, when we finish, I think it needs when we break water. That's
okay,
when we finish.
All right, good. so yeah, this is probably the first ever podcast which has consisted mostly of conversations about shitting. World first. If you do know of any other podcasts, please let us know at How to Kill an Hour on all the social medias. I'd love to find out, but I think world first.
This should be a sister podcast.
The Poodcast. Hey, welcome to the Poodcast. How was your shit? Well, pretty much. You know what? Fuck. Let's not rule it out. Anyway, make sure you hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Maybe even tell us whether you sit down or stand up in your review as well. That'd be great. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
I've been producer Bill.
This has been How to Kill an Hour. I hope you have had a wonderful Christmas and you have an amazing new year as well. We've got another Best Bits episodes coming up, which you will love. We'll be speaking to you in 2019. Stay blessed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.